بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with dreams and the matters that are related to dreams, today we do the etiquette. When a person has a nightmare, person has a bad dream, what should he do? This is the beauty of Islam, is that we are taught everything. It isn't a matter that we come into situation where we got no principle for it, no root, no usul for it. Islam is such a beautiful religion, such a practical religion, that we are taught daily things to do. Person wakes up, what he must do, he goes to sleep, what he should read, what he should do. Now in the middle of the sleep also, a person has a nightmare, what he should do. Person has a dream also, what he should do with regards to that dream. Everything is shown to us, so we don't have to be guessing. There's no guesswork in Islam. If you have to ask a non-Muslim, ask him that if you have a nightmare, what must you do? He'll probably look at you and say, scream for your mother. What else are you going to do? You're going to have a nightmare. For him, the shock that you ask him, what a question you ask him, what you must do. But Islam, you have a nightmare also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us what you do. In other words, put yourself at ease, put yourself at comfort. Let that person's mind not wander and fright. Have a nice sleep. That sleep also mustn't get disturbed. This was from the shafqat and the rahmat, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today's hadith, عن أبي قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الرؤيا الصالحة وفي رواية الرؤيا الحسنة من الله والحلم من الشيطان فمن رأى شيئا يكره فلينفث عن شماله ثلاثا وليتعوذ من الشيطان فإنه لا تضره. متفق عليه. النفث نفخ لطيف لا ريق معه. هذا أبو قتادة رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a good dream, and in another narration, a beautiful dream is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a bad dream is from shaitan. The one who sees something which he dislikes, he should spit three times to his left hand side and seek refuge from shaitan. Ask Allah ta'ala for protection from shaitan, it will not harm him. So Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu saying nicely that a good dream is from Allah ta'ala, a bad one is from shaitan. The one who sees anything he dislikes, he has a nightmare, something he dislikes, then at that time now a person doesn't fear, he doesn't fright, he doesn't go into a depression, doesn't lose sleep. All he does, we are showed beautifully, that he should spit three times to his left hand side and seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he reads, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. It will not harm him. So let's just go through some of the etiquettes, that when a person happens to have a evil dream, a bad dream, one is encouraged to spit to the left in order to drive away shaitan, and as a rebuke from him, as a ridicule, that you tried to frighten me, you tried to affect my dream, you tried to create some type of fear in my heart. As a rebuke for shaitan, this is what a person is doing. He's asking Allah Ta'ala protection from shaitan, and he's spitting to the left as though he's spitting towards shaitan. But here he's explained that this nafath means to blow lightly, actually, without any saliva. So he's spitting, blowing slightly, without saliva. No saliva comes out of the mouth. So a person makes that spitting noise, but no saliva comes out. This is what is referred to as nafath. So anyway, a person is rebuking shaitan in this manner. The shaitan doesn't like this. So he knows that this person does this, and after a while he'll leave him. He won't try and interfere with him and introduce bad dreams into this person when he's sleeping. He knows that this person knows the etiquette, he knows the adab. He does what he needs to do. I'd rather go and look for some other customer where he doesn't do these type of things. So this is one of the hikmats and the wisdom of a person doing this. The other hikmat, the other wisdom of a person doing this, is that we are taught, لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا, that we don't fear, we don't grieve. Allah Ta'ala is with a believer at all times, even though he's going through a difficult moment at that time, even though he's a wakeful state, he may go through a difficult time, but he doesn't fear and he doesn't grieve. Allah is with him. Allah Ta'ala will take care with him. He has a temporary change in heart's condition that's beyond his control. But at the same time, he doesn't go beyond that limit. He knows Allah Ta'ala is there for me, so I don't need to fear. So therefore, I can go back to sleep and continue. So anyway, one should seek the protection of Allah. So before this, Hazrat Allama ibn Hajar, rahmatullah alayhi, stated that these are the following etiquettes. These are the following etiquettes that should be adhered to after seeing a bad dream. The first is one should seek protection by reciting, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. So that is the first thing. He recites, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Then he spits to the left hand side, as we explained, without any spit coming out, but making the noise of spitting. So as though he's blowing to the left hand side with the spitting noise. One should spit to the left, one should refrain from discussing it with anyone. You don't discuss it now. It's something that's over, it's history. It was from Shaitan and you person warded it off. Now if he's going to discuss, hey, I saw this nightmare and I think it's going to come true and this is what's going to happen, it will keep playing in his mind. It won't be something that is forgotten and become history. It will continuously play, and we have explained that by telling others also that this can play out in a person's life. So therefore don't tell it was a nightmare, finish, that's where it ended off. So the second thing is person should spit to his left, one should refrain from discussing it with anyone, that number three. Number four is one should change the side in which one was sleeping. For example, if he happened to be sleeping on the left, he moves to the right. If he was on the right at that moment when he had that dream, then temporarily he moves to left. He just changes his side. There's a lot of hikmat and benefit in this. Although medically you may not understand what is the difference between moving from one side to another side, it's as though it is a complete change. I moved away from the nightmare completely, and now I'm moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm moving towards good things. As though I turn my back towards that, and I'm moving away. It is a real rebuke to shaitan also, and psychologically, mentally, it makes a person feel much better. So one should change the side in which one was sleeping. Then, if a person is still afraid, the person is still worried, the person is still concerned about what happened. Sometimes you have a very bad dream, then a person may perform salah. So this is the next thing, a person should perform salah, and then a person should recite Ayatul Kursi. So Ayatul Kursi can be read before the person recites salah, and then he goes to sleep. Otherwise, if it's still troubling him, the person may recite the Ayatul Kursi, recite Salah, or he may recite Salah first, and then recite Ayatul Kursi. I mentioned on the first day, that a person may also read, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is not specifically for dreams, but it is a dhikr that a person makes to strengthen his heart. Strengthen his heart from what? From any type of depression, any type of sadness, any type of grief a person is going through. He continuously reads La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power, there is no might except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very powerful prescription to pick up a person's spirits, especially if he's going through some type of depression. So this is also something a person can read, and he must go back to sleep, or he may engage in some zikr or dua, whatever it is. But these are the beautiful etiquettes taught to us in our deen. So this is something that we should uphold and value and treasure. No other religion has such details with regards to these type of things. In fact, somebody may laugh at it, but this is not a laughing matter. These are practical things shown to us. Imagine if a person doesn't sleep nicely at night because of some nightmare, then it will affect his whole day, his whole routine, his whole day will be off because of that sleep he lost. But a believer, few moments of sleep is lost, and we thought this is how you regain your sleep, so you can continue with your day, you can have a good day also, and you can continue with your life. There's no such thing as a person continuously worrying and being concerned and just replaying that dream. That is something that is forgotten, and he moves on. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.